हरे कृष्ण।
हरे राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारे, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारे, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यामुन तीर वनचारी, यामुन तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे, जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे, जय राधा गिरिधारी राधा गिरिधारी राधे, जय राधा रस बिहारी राधा रस बिहारी राधे, प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद, जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव।
श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नेताई गौर प्रेमानंदे, हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण। सो वेलकम, we would like to welcome all the devotees today to ISKCON Chowpatty temple for a very very special program. Today is the advent of Bhagavad Gita, गीता जयंती महामहोत्सव की जय। सो वी आर वेरी हैप्पी, वी गोइंग टू हैव एज यूजुअल एवरी ईयर वी हैव अ वेरी स्पेशल सेमिनार कम भागवतम क्लास ऑन गीता जयंती डे। सो टुडेज टॉपिक फॉर द सेमिनार और द भगवद गीता क्लास इज द 18 लिम्ड डीटी दैट अवॉर्ड्स परफेक्शन। क्वाइट इंटरेस्टिंग राइट? And we have an interesting speaker also, His Grace Hari Parshad Prabhu. I mean, devotees know him very well. Maybe many devotees must have seen him online. Maybe few of must have seen him offline today, maybe. Hari Parshad Prabhu is a very well-known Vaishnava devotee, speaker in ISKCON circuit today. He has been traveling extensively for many years, giving wonderful seminars, giving the Siddhant of Krishna consciousness in a very, very simple way. So we are very happy that today he agreed to come here. A little bit brief introduction about Prabhu. Prabhu actually has wonderful accolades in his wonderful Vaishnava career. Prabhuji was born in a Vaishnava family, Gaud Saraswat Brahmana family. And his father and his grandfather are great devotees of Lord Vitthal in Pandharpur. Hari Parshad Prabhu is connected with ISKCON in the year 2002. And he took initiation from His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj. Since childhood, he learned Sanskrit in a very traditional way. And he was taught the Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi of Pandit Varadaraj. Many of you may not know also about that. So when he got connected to ISKCON Mumbai, he served in the ISKCON Youth Forum in ISKCON Juhu under the guidance of His Grace Praneshwar Prabhu. Then in the year 2007, he was appointed the assistant editor of Gopal Jew Publications. This is a publication which is connected with the books of His Divine Grace Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj. So Prabhu is working with His Grace Madhavan Prabhu on this wonderful project for many, many years. Then understanding his wonderful ability to deal with Sanskrit and also getting the essence of the Shastra and his scholarship in Vaishnava literature. In the year 2016, Hari Parshad Prabhu was appointed to the Shastric Advisory Council of the JBC of ISKCON. He holds, educationally also is very well qualified. He holds a master's degree in the information technology from the Manipal University. He completed that in 2012. Currently he is working as a professor of computer engineering in Mumbai. And he stays in Mumbai with his good wife Vasumati Mataji, mother Vrajaramani Mataji and son Hari. So, Hari Parshad Prabhu has been very well connected to ISKCON Chowpatty for many, many years. So very happy that he accepted our invitation and today has come to give a very unique topic. We are all excited to hear him. So let us very heartily welcome him and his family to Shri Radha Gopinath Temple ISKCON Chowpatty by three times loudly chanting Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Baldev Prabhu, for kindly introducing me. Prabhuji, there was something missing in the introduction. I was trained by Baldev Prabhu in Talwan base. So, if I am able to get up in the morning, it was because of the strict training of Baldev Prabhu. In those days, if we would get up late, we had to write Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 50 times. So, previous night only, I would write 50 times. So, thank you so much, Baldev Prabhu, for kindly training me during my college days. Thank you, Prabhu, for nourishing me in my Krishna consciousness. And thank you to all the wonderful devotees who are present here. I would especially like to thank all the devotees who are part of the management of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu, Shyamanand Prabhu, His Grace Gaurang Prabhu, Sanat Kumar Prabhu. These are the devotees who are managing the temple so nicely, the congregation so nicely, under the guidance of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. So thank you to all these wonderful devotees. And this is a wonderful temple because I was singing Jai Radha Madhav. And this temple is a personification of the song, Jai Radha Madhav. Now let me point out how it is. You can see here, Jai Radha Madhav Kunj Bihari. They are swinging in the kunj. Alright? Then, you can see here, Gopi Jana Vallabha. They are playing Holi. Krishna is their dear. far right there you can see Girivardhari. Here you can see Yashoda Nandan Brajajana Ranjan. And in the boat you can see Yamuna Tira Vanachari. So, this side of the temple is personified Jai Radha Madhav. So, a wonderful temple, dear devotees. Thank you so much for kindly being here. Between the speaker and the audience, it is the audience who is more important for the success of the program. Because someday a speaker may not arrive. So, if a speaker doesn't arrive on time, then somebody else is selected as speaker. But if the audience doesn't arrive, then there will be no program. So, all of you are the main reason for the success of the program. I pay my obeisances to all of you. It is Shisht Parampara, the standard tradition established by the previous acharyas, that we should begin our program with Mangalacharan, auspicious invocations. And our today's topic is Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the 18th limbed deity that awards perfection. Before we begin, we'll offer Mangalacharan prayers. Then we'll begin with a statement by Srila Prabhupada. And then we'll see a verse from Gita Mahatmya. So let's begin, dear devotees. Most of us know these prayers. You can kindly sing along with me. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Soyam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bhano Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Nidai Gaur Premanande. My thanks also to my dear friends, some of whom have come here with me, is Vishnucharan Prabhu and Pitambar Gurang Prabhu and family. Many other friends are here. Thank you, dear devotees, for kindly being here. We'll begin with a statement by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada says something about Bhagavad Gita. And today is actually Mokshada Ekadashi, but because it is Vidha, Vidha means there is some aspect of Dashami which is still mixed into the Ekadashi. So that Ekadashi is called Vidha. On that Ekadashi, we do not observe fasting. So then the Dwadashi which comes after that is known as Mahadwadashi. So that fasting will be carried out on Mahadwadashi tomorrow. So technically Ekadashi is today, but fasting for Ekadashi will be tomorrow. Today is the day that Bhagavad Gita was spoken, because Mokshada Ekadashi, according to Mahabharata, was the day that the war began. This was the first day of the Mahabharata war, And just before the war, we know that Arjuna developed some weakness of heart. And at that moment, Bhagavan Shri Krishna spoke Srimad Bhagavad Gita to him. Srila Prabhupada, in his discussions on philosophy with his disciples, he says something. Srila Prabhupada Uvacha. Therefore, in the human society, there is educational system. Man has to be made a right, rational animal. Although he is animal, he has to be educated in nice way. That depends on education, system of education. But in that connection, studying the whole world's education system, the Vedic education is perfect. Therefore, every man should be educated as they are instructed in the Vedic literature. And a summary of Vedic literature is Bhagavad Gita. So every man should read it as it is, without any unnecessary interpretation. That will make the man perfectly educated. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So Srila Prabhupada here very clearly emphasizes that amongst all forms of education that are present in the world, Vedic education is the most perfect. And this is not simply some statement of over-exaggeration, because all other forms of education in the world are for Udarbharan. Udarbharan means they teach us how to fill our stomach. That is the main purpose. How to have a comfortable life. But Shastra says, Sa Vidya Ya Vimuktaye. True education is that which frees you. Frees you not only in this life, but frees you also after death, and you get liberated. So even in this life, you do not become a slave of anybody. Vedic education ensures that you do not become a slave of anybody. And after this life, we get the opportunity to get liberated and go back to the spiritual world. So that is the best education. And Srila Prabhupada says, and Bhagavad Gita is the summary of entire Vedic literature. It is the sar, the essence of all Vedic literature. Therefore, when people of the world ask that is it possible to achieve world peace, and Prabhupada would say it is not possible because people do not understand what is the peace formula. And the peace formula is given in Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhridam sarva bhutanam gyatva mam shanti mrichati. That I am the enjoyer of all sacrifices, Krishna says. I am the Lord of everyone. I am the dear well-wisher of everyone. One who understands me like this in tattva, that person can ensure peace. And this same thing is expressed in the Upanishads very nicely. If a question is asked that can our miseries ever end? Can we attain world peace without Bhagavad Gita? So the Upanishads say, yes, you can attain. But there is one condition. Dear devotees, you can attain world peace without Bhagavad Gita. Would you like to hear how? No, many people are not saying Hari Bol. But the Upanishads say, yes, it is possible, dear devotees. So this is from the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. You can see the verse on the screen. Kindly repeat after me. Yada charma vadakasham veshtayushyanti manavah tadadevam avigyaya dukhasyanto bhavishyati. Yada akasham charmavad. If you see the entire sky, the day that all human beings manage to fold the sky like a leather purse and put it in their pocket, that day, devam avigyaya, without knowing the Supreme Lord, dukhasya anto bhavishyati, the miseries will end, dear devotees. So the day you can fold the sky, all the scientists can get together and fold the sky like a leather purse and put it in their pocket, Shvetashvatara Upanishad says, that day, definitely your miseries will end without understanding Bhagavan. So this is their translation. The day humans manage to roll around and fold the sky like a leather purse, will be the same day that all miseries will end without having to realize the Supreme Lord. This is Shvetashvatara Upanishad, 6th chapter, verse number 19. So, dear devotees, it's a rhetorical statement, which means we know it is impossible. Even if everyone in the world gets together, it is impossible to fold the sky like a leather purse and put it in your pocket. But still people try. And therefore, our sadhus have said, the previous authorities have said, in the Puranas, there is Gita Mahatmya. And the Gita Mahatmya says, if you don't want to take great efforts in studying the entire Vedic literature, study one literature at least. And which literature should that be? Srimad Bhagavad Gita. In the month of December, we emphasize the distribution of Srimad Bhagavad Gita the most. Although it is said that Srimad Bhagavatam is like the brilliant sun which has appeared in Kali Yuga for dissipating the darkness. But for most people to gain an entry into spiritual life, it is important that they should understand Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, the Gita Mahatmyam very clearly says, something Sri Vyasadeva says in the Gita Mahatmya. So this Gita Mahatmya is from the Puranas, but it has been compiled in Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sri Sanatana Goswami. So this is a verse from Gita Mahatmyam. Kindly repeat after me. Gita Sugita Kartavya Kimanyai Shastra Vistarai Yastvayam Padmanabhasya Mukhapadmadvinistrita. Gita Sugita Kartavya. Sugita Kartavya, Sri Sanatana Goswami says, Sushtu Rupena Gaya. Which means this Gita should be sweetly sung. Gita Sugita Kartavya. If there is one literature, one song you want to sing in your life, make sure it's not a Bollywood song. Dear devotees. Gita Sugita Kartavya. At the end of your life, sing a very nice song. That is Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Kim Anyai Shastra Vistarai. What is the use of elaborating upon other non-devotional literature? Why elaborate upon so many other non-devotional literature? This Gita is very special. Why? Because Ya Swayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padmad Vinistrita. This lady, she is thrilling. Gita is lady. This lady named Bhagavad Gita has emanated from the lotus mouth of the lotus-naveled Lord Padmanabh, Lord Shri Krishna. So she has emanated from the lotus mouth of Bhagavan Shri Krishna. And therefore, it is very important that we understand there is some deep secret behind this verse. So many literature were written by Shri Vyasadeva. But this verse says, Gita Sugita Kartavya. Sing the Gita very nicely. What is the use of elaborating upon other non-devotional literature? It is this Gita which has come out directly from the mouth of Bhagavan Shri Krishna. So somebody may ask, so what is special about it? Sri Vyasadeva wrote so many scriptures. So what is so special about Bhagavad Gita coming directly from the mouth of Bhagavan Shri Krishna? So today we will try to explore. What is the rahasya? What is the secret behind this particular verse? Why did Vyasadeva highlight this aspect of Bhagavad Gita, this specialty of Bhagavad Gita, that she has come directly from the mouth of Bhagavan Shri Krishna? So what is so special about it? So many devotees also speak Shastra. Vyasadeva speaks, Sri Shukadeva Goswami speaks, so many devotees speak Shastra. But what is so special about Gita coming directly from the mouth of Bhagavan Shri Krishna? So in order to understand this, we have to understand a technical concept given by our acharyas. Slightly technical, but I'll try to make it as easy as possible, dear devotees. There are two technical terms which have been given by our acharyas. Dear devotees, please repeat the term after me. Vachya, Vachak. So these two terms are given by our acharyas. Today I will introduce these two terms. I will explain these two terms and I will explain what this means. Our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya, Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan, who commented upon Srimad Bhagavad Gita, he wrote a literature named Siddhanta Darpana, in which he explained what is Vachya and Vachak. Dear devotees, please repeat after me. ఏకమేవ పరం తత్వం వాచ్య వాచక భావభాక్ వాచ్య సర్వేశ్వరో దేవో వాచక ప్రణవో భవేత్. శ్రీ బల్దేవ్ విద్యాభూషణ్ సేస్ ఏకం ఏవ పరం తత్వం, దెర్ ఈస్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఓన్లీ వన్ పరం తత్వ, వన్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్. బట్ దట్ వన్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ భావభాక్ ఎక్స్ప్రెసెస్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ టూ వేస్. వాట్ ఆర్ ద టూ వేస్? దెర్ ఆర్ టూ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్. ఫస్ట్ ఈజ్ నోన్ యాజ్ వాచ్య. వాట్ ఈజ్ వాచ్య? ద డినోటెడ్ ఎంటిటీ. అండ్ సెకండ్ ఈజ్ నోన్ యాజ్ వాచక, the denoting sound. Now let me make it very simple. For example, there may be any human being, any person. For example, Prabhuji, your name? Jagatpati Prabhu. All right. So Jagatpati Prabhu. So he's already initiated. Maybe we'll take somebody whose name is not directly a Krishna name. Let's say his name is Devadatta. All right. So the Prabhu who is wearing a shirt, who is wearing a pant, he is vachya. He is denoted, the person who is denoted. And the name Devadatta is the denoter of this particular person who is denoted. So that name is vachaka. What is the name? And the person who is denoted by the name is vachya. I hope everybody is able to understand. So the name is vachaka. I may write his name on a piece of paper, Devadatta. Now, is that name same as him or is it different from him? It's different from him. But in the case of Bhagavan, the Vachya and Vachak are ultimately both the same. Ekameva Param Tattvam. There is no difference between Bhagavan and any name that denotes Bhagavan. I hope everybody is able to understand. So this is the concept of Vachya and Vachak. Vachya means the person who is denoted. Vachak means the name or the sound which denotes him. Very simple. Now, Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan says, Vachya Sarveshwaro Devo. The original Vachya, the original denoted person is Sarveshwar, Bhagavan Shri Krishna. And Vachakaha Pranavo Bhavet. And the original denoting sound is Pranav. What is the meaning of Pranav, dear devotees? Omkar. So the original personality of Godhead is whom? Bhagavan Shri Krishna. And what is the original name in Shastra which denotes him? Pranav. This is the name which denotes him. So dear devotees, now we have understood this concept. So Vachya and Vachak. Now, this concept was not made by Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan himself. This concept is already present in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is very clearly said. Please repeat after me. This is from the 6th canto. Shabda Brahma Param Brahma Mamobhe Shashwati Tanu. Bhagavan says, Shabda Brahma, Vedic literature, and Parabrahma, my body forms. These are my two eternal forms. Dear devotees, Shabda Brahma is Vachak, which denotes. Parabrahma is Vachya, which gets denoted. I hope you are able to understand. Bhagavan Shri Krishna says, Mama Ubhe Shashwati Tanu. These are two eternal forms of mine. One is called as Shabda Brahma, one is called as Parabrahma. So dear devotees, to make it easy, this is Parabrahma, transcendental form of Bhagavan, and this is Shabda Brahma, which is the literature that denotes Bhagavan. I hope you are able to understand. Bhagavan is therefore known as Vachya, denoted, and the literature is known as Vachak. This is the correlation between all literatures and Bhagavan, all Vedic literature and Bhagavan. But which is the original denoting sound? Om. And who is the original denoted person? Krishna. So Krishna is the original denoted person. Omkar is the original denoting sound. Now Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan wants to point out something through this. Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan immediately says in the next verse of Siddhant Darpana. Please repeat after me. Matsya kurma dibhi rupai यथा वाच्यो बहुर्भवेत् वाचकोपि तथार्गादि भावाद् बहुरुदीर्यते. सो वी हैव टू, वन इज वाच्य डिनोटेड पर्सन, वन इज वाचक. नाउ श्री बलदेव विद्याभूषण सेज मत्स्य कूर्मादि भी रूपैर, जस्ट एज वाच्य अवर डिनोटेड पर्सन टेक्स मेनी फॉर्म्स, मत्स्य कूर्म वराह वामन नरसिंह राम परशुराम. सिमिलरली हु इज अवर ओरिजिनल वाचक? ओम. ओके, इट ऑल्सो टेक्स मेनी इनकार्नेशंस. ऋग आदि, ऋग्वेद, सामवेद, यजुर्वेद, अथर्ववेद, मेनी अदर फॉर्म्स. सो डियर डिवोटीज, नॉट ओनली डज परब्रह्म टेक इनकार्नेशंस विद इन दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड, बट शब्द ब्रह्म ऑल्सो टेक्स इनकार्नेशंस विद इन दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड. द ओरिजिनल इनकार्नेशंस ऑफ शब्द ब्रह्म आर ऋग्वेद, सामवेद, यजुर्वेद एंड अथर्ववेद. सो जस्ट टू पुट इट वेरी सिंपली, द परम सत्य एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ एक्सप्रेसेस इटसेल्फ इन टू फॉर्म्स. फर्स्ट इज वाच्य, सेकेंड इज वाच्य. ऑलराइट, वाच्य इज परब्रह्म, दैट इज कृष्णा. वाचक इज ऑल्सो नोन एज विच ब्रह्म? शब्द ब्रह्म, दैट इज ओम. इट इज द डिनोटिंग साउंड, ओरिजिनल डिनोटिंग साउंड. इन द वेदस ओम इज ऑल्सो नोन एज प्रणव, ऑल्सो नोन एज तार. वट इज इट नोन एज? तार. तार इज द अनदर नेम ऑफ ओम. नाउ जस्ट एज परब्रह्म टेक्स इनकार्नेशन एज मत्स्य, कूर्म, वराह एक्सेट्रा, सिमिलरली शब्द ब्रह्म ऑल्सो टेक्स इनकार्नेशन एज ऋग्वेद, सामवेद, यजुर्वेद, अथर्वेद. देन श्री व्यासदेव इज नॉट सेटिस्फाइड. देन कम्स द वेरियस पुराणस. श्री व्यासदेव राइट 17 पुराणस, एंड आफ्टर 17 पुराणस श्री व्यासदेव कंपाइल्स श्री महाभारत. तो श्री महाभारत इज कंपाइल्ड बाय श्री व्यासदेव, एंड इन द महाभारत श्री व्यासदेव गिव्स द मोस्ट एसेंशियल पार्ट ऑफ महाभारत. वट इज द मोस्ट एसेंशियल पार्ट ऑफ महाभारत? द महाभारत वॉर, दैट इज वॉट इट इज नो महाभारत. द वॉर इज द मोस्ट एसेंशियल पार्ट. द इंटेंशन ऑफ कृष्णा इज एक्सप्रेस्ड थ्रू दैट एपिसोड. दैट इज वॉट कृष्णा वॉन्टेड, भूभार हरण, टू टेक अवे द बर्डन ऑफ प्लैनेट अर्थ. सो दैट इंसिडेंट वॉज वॉट कॉज्ड कृष्णाज डिजायर टू कम ट्रू. एंड इन द महाभारत द सेंट्रल पार्ट इज वेर भगवान श्री कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ स्पीक्स भगवद्गीता. डियर डिवोटीज, दिस इज द प्लेस वेर शब्द ब्रह्म डिरेक्टली केम फ्रॉम द माउथ ऑफ परब्रह्म. देयरफॉर श्री व्यासदेव सेज गीता सुगीता कर्तव्य किम अन्य शास्त्र विस्तरे या स्वयं पद्मनाभस्य मुख पद्माद विनिश्रिता. दैट अदर लिटरेचर मे बी रिटन बाय अदर इनकार्नेशन सच एज व्यासदेव और बाय सेजेस सच एज शुकदेव गोस्वामी, बाय मैत्रेय ऋषि, बाय सो मेनी अदर ग्रेट अथॉरिटीज, बट दिस गीता इज वेरी स्पेशल बिकॉज ओनली इन दिस भगवद गीता द शब्द ब्रह्म केम डिरेक्टली फ्रॉम द माउथ ऑफ पर ब्रह्म. सो डियर डिवोटीज, यूजुअली शब्द ब्रह्म डिनोट्स पर ब्रह्म, यूजुअली शब्द ब्रह्म इंडिकेट्स पर ब्रह्म, बट हियर पर ब्रह्म हिमसेल्फ एक्सप्रेस्ड शब्द ब्रह्म. एंड देयरफॉर वी आर वेरी ग्रेटफुल टू श्रीमद भगवद गीता. दिस गीता एज आई सेड शी इज लेडी, शी इज स्त्रीलिंग. इट इज नॉट गीता, इट इज गीता. इन ग्रामर देर इज अ रूल दैट नो नेम ऑफ अ लेडी शुड एंड विथ अकार, शॉर्ट अ. यू कैन सी द इनिशिएटेड नेम्स ऑफ ऑल द वैष्णवीज, नन ऑफ द नेम्स एंड्स विथ अकार. दे ऑल एंड विथ आ, ई, ऊ, बट नन ऑफ द नेम्स विल एंड विथ शॉर्ट अ, बिकॉज दैट इज द स्टैंडर्ड रूल. सो गीता
Geeta is a lady. And this lady has come directly from the mouth of Bhagavan Shri Padmanabh, Bhagavan Shri Krishna. And therefore, this is her speciality. And especially she came, this today is her appearance day, Mokshada. Therefore, she is Bhagavad Gita, who awards liberation. Mokshada, Moksha Pradayini, Bhagavad Gita. She is dear devotees. And Sri Rupa Goswami says, although we understand there is Vachya, Bhagavan Shri Krishna denoted, and there is Vachak, Bhagavad Gita, who denotes him. But between these two, there is some difference. We say, you know, name and holy name. There is no difference between holy name and deity form of Bhagavan. Yes or no? Everybody agrees? Yes? Huh? We all agree. I also agree. But we are Bheda Bhedvadis. You know? We also say that there is some difference. Some difference is there. Now, who says that there is some difference? Bhagavad Gita is non-different from Krishna. Agreed. But there is some difference. 100% there is some difference. Till today, we might have heard the non-different aspect emphasized. Today, let's hear the difference aspect emphasized. What is the difference between Bhagavad Gita and Krishna? The difference is expressed by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Namashtakam. Srila Rupa Goswami very clearly says that the Vachaka, the literature denoting Krishna, is more merciful than Krishna. Sri Rupa Goswami, in the sixth verse of Namashtakam, this is the first half, please repeat after me. This verse is in the meter Shardul Vikriditam, same tune as Shad Goswami Ashtakam. Vachyam Vachakamityudeti Bhavato Namasvarupadvayam. Bhavato Namasvarupadvayam. Purvasmat parameva hanta karunam tatra pijani mahe. Tatra pijani mahe. Vachyam vachakam. Srila Rupa Goswami saying, I know, we have heard that Bhagavan, you express yourself in two ways. One is called vachya, the denoted form. One is called as vachak, the denoting sound. Ityudeti bhavato nama, certainly, swarupadvayam, these are your two forms. But, purvasmad parameva hanta karunam, as compared to the former, as compared to the vachya, the form, the latter one, the transcendental sound is karunam. It is more merciful. Tatrapi janimahe. We understand this. We understand this. Oh Bhagavan, although you have transcendental, you know, threefold bending form, see, Sri Rupa Goswami expresses it very sweetly. Sri Rupa Goswami is Gaudiya Vaishnav. Who is he? Gaudiya Vaishnav. So Gaudiya Vaishnav, very sweet. No? Bengali Vaishnav. What is the best thing about West Bengal? Sweet. Rasgulla. All the good sweets came from West Bengal. See, I am born in Maharashtra. In Maharashtra, when something was nice, they used to give sakar, sugar on hand. So, what is sugar and what is rasgulla? Can you compare? So, there is no comparison, dear devotees. So, Gaudiya Vaishnav, very sweet. And Gaudiya Vaishnav says, Purvasmat parameva hanta karunam. The literature denoting Bhagavan is more merciful than Bhagavan himself. Now, this same realization, when it comes from a Vaishnav from Maharashtra, it comes in a different way. In Maharashtra, there is a devotee Vaishnav, Sri Harisuri. He wrote a commentary on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, in the incident where one demon comes, named Bakasur, and Bakasur tries to swallow up Krishna, and Krishna kills him. At that time, Sri Harisuri says, all the devotees who are saying holy name and Bhagavan are non-different, please hear one thing. Krishna nama mukhe sthapyam na Krishna pratima kvachit. Krishna's name can be touched through your tongue. Can you touch Krishna's deity form using your tongue? Bolo. Can anybody touch? Anybody who touches will end up like Bakasur, he says. Anybody who tries to do that will end up like Bakasura, dear devotees. So there is a difference between Krishna's form and Krishna's name. So see how different acharyas from different parts of India, they explain. You have a sweet teacher from West Bengal and you have a slightly spicy teacher from Maharashtra. So we need all varieties. So coming back to Sri Rupa Goswami, he says, between these two manifestations, Vachya, the denoted Supreme Lord, and Vachak, the denoting Shabda Brahma, we clearly understand the latter to be more merciful. The Shabda Brahma is more merciful than Parabrahma Bhagavan Krishna. Why, dear devotees? Because Bhagavan Shri Krishna, he disappeared at the end of Dwapar Yuga. And dear devotees, since 5000 years, you know, Bhagavan Shri Krishna has not come into the vision of most individuals of this world. All of us became devotees today. Is it because some night when we were sleeping, Bhagavan Shri Krishna came and said, "Hey, wake up, join ISKCON. Yeah? Tomorrow go to ISKCON." Yes. Did it happen with anybody? So one day we were non-devotee, we were sleeping, Bhagavan Krishna came and said, "Are Prabhu, you are actually initiated devotee in the future. Wake up, go and join ISKCON today." Did it happen like that? No. Acha, did it happen that Srimad Bhagavad Gita came to you? How many became devotees by reading the books Shabda Brahma? Please raise your hands. So all of you, dear devotees, are living proofs, testaments of this verse of Srila Rupa Goswami. The main reason why the Vachaka, the denoting sound, Bhagavad Gita is more merciful than Bhagavan Shri Krishna. And I am able to say this in front of Shri Radha Gopinath, confidently, without fear of any apradh, because on the strength of Srila Rupa Goswami and on the strength of Sri Hari Sridhi. So that, because this literature has come in our lives and made all of us devotees of the Vachya, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. So this is the greatness of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is Shabda Brahma. Shabda Brahma continues to travel in time, continues to benefit everybody who comes in contact with it, even though the Parabrahma has disappeared long back. Disappeared means it is called as Antardhan. He is still carrying out his Leela in Vrindavan, but most individuals cannot see Krishna Leela in Vrindavan. If most individuals want to see Krishna Leela in Vrindavan, they have to see it through the Vaya medium of Shabda Brahma. They have to enter into Srimad Bhagavatam and see Krishna Leela through the Vaya medium of Shabda Brahma in today's age of Kali Yuga. Therefore, this Shabda Brahma is more merciful than Parabrahma, because Shabda Brahma acts as the dwar, the gate to access Parabrahma. In this age of Kali Yuga, when Parabrahma, Shri Krishna, is not directly present in front of our eyes. Although both of them are non-different. I agree. Both of them are ultimately non-different. Ekameva Param Tattvam. Ultimately, absolute truth is one. But it has expressed itself in two ways. And one of those ways is more merciful than the other. Therefore, this Bhagavad Gita is described in the Shastras as the 18-limbed deity who awards perfection on this day of Mokshada Ekadashi. In the Padma Puran, this deity of Bhagavad Gita is very nicely described. So this 18-limb is not my mental speculation, dear devotees. This is directly mentioned in the Shastra. Bhagavad Gita is a deity of 18 limbs. Please repeat after me. Vaktrani pancha janihi, panchadhyayananukramad, dashadhyayan bhujamschaikam, udaram dvaupadambuje, evam ashtadashadhyayi, vangmai murtirishwari, janihi jnana matrena mahapatakanashini This is from Padma Puran, Uttarakhand, where the glories of Bhagavad Gita, all the Gita Mahatmya comes from this section. So, it is described there, Vaktrani Pancha Janihi, the first five chapters, chapter 1 to chapter 5 are her five heads. You can see the deity. Okay. Dashadhyayan Bhujams Chaikam, and the next 10 chapters are her 10 arms. So, chapter 6 to chapter 15 are her 10 arms. One chapter is her stomach. Stomach also indicates the heart. One chapter is her heart and her stomach. That is chapter 16. And remaining two chapters, 17th and 18th, are her two lotus feet. Dear devotees, in this way, this is Bhagavad Gita, the 18-limbed deity. And in this 18-limbed deity, you will see that she destroys all sins for anybody who simply understands her or tries to understand her. Dear devotees, it's a very good day, not only to distribute Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So we distribute Bhagavad Gita this entire month of December a lot. But it's also a day to organize various programs so that devotees can understand all the 18 chapters. It is important to understand all the 18 limbs of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Because today, what has happened is people have become so lazy that for them Bhagavad Gita means, you know, that book which is kept in a red cloth and opened only on Dashera for offering prayers. That is Bhagavad Gita. And nowadays they don't read Bhagavad Gita, they read Bhagavad Gita Sar. That Sar is, I don't know, somebody's, mental speculation or something. But it has some principles of Gita, but not all principles. You might have heard Bhagavad Gita Sar. Jo hua, achha hua. Jo ho raha hai, achha ho raha hai. Jo hoga, achha hoga. To phir Bhagavad Gita padhne hi kya jarurat hai? So, Bhagavad Gita should be read as it is. Therefore, I quoted Srila Prabhupada in the beginning. Bhagavad Gita should be read as it is. As it is means as it is spoken by Bhagavan Shri Krishna. First and foremost, touch the words of Shri Krishna directly. Come directly in contact with Shabda Brahma. Bhagavan Shri Krishna said, O Arjun, surrender unto me. Yeah, it's true. But Bhagavan Shri Krishna said, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. This is Shabda Brahma. Dear devotees, come directly in contact with Shabda Brahma. In order to get purified in our body, we have to come in contact with water. We can't take a replacement of water. We can't take tissue paper and say, wipe my body and say, one day we may feel clean, another day we may not feel so clean. So in order to purify the body, you need to compulsorily come in contact with water. Similarly, in order to purify the consciousness, you need to compulsorily come in contact with Shabda Brahma. Compulsory contact with Shabda Brahma is essential. So therefore, we should organize programs, devotees should try to organize programs in this month, not only to distribute Srimad Bhagavad Gita, but also to teach Srimad Bhagavad Gita to others. So, when we teach Bhagavad Gita to others, then devotees will be able to understand all the 18 limbs. Otherwise, if you ask people what is Bhagavad Gita, in India most people will say, I know what is Bhagavad Gita. Achha, Bhagavad Gita kya hai? Karm karo aur halki chinta mat karo. Bas yehi Bhagavad Gita hai, that's it. Work is worship is Bhagavad Gita. You see? Work is worship. So one time I asked one person, achha, if work is worship is Bhagavad Gita, so the politician who is swindling millions of dollars is also? The kasai, the butcher who is slaughtering animals is also worshipping. And the thief who is stealing is also worshipping. So many incorrect principles, have been labeled on Bhagavad Gita. We should teach Bhagavad Gita as it is. Karmanye vadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. You have adhikar only in your karma. You do not have adhikar in the phala, the results. Bhagavan did not say don't worry about phala. Bhagavan said You will get phala, you will get the result. Those results have to be surrendered unto me. That is what Bhagwan said. Whatever results you get, those results have to be dedicated unto me. So this is the actual message of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavad Gita's 18 chapters, 700 verses, dear devotees. And we should study and teach this entire Bhagavad Gita in this month. One of the, Srila Prabhupada often said that it is one of my regrets that I wanted my students to study Srimad Bhagavad Gita very deeply from different angles, different points of view. So, I have written all this literature for whom to read? So, for all of you to read. All of us are adhikaris, eligible people who can read and understand Srila Prabhupada's book, especially Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Now, Daldev Prabhu, till what time? Is 10 minutes? Oh, 10 o'clock, okay, very nice. Now that we have understood what is the significance of Bhagavad Gita, and I said not only should we distribute Bhagavad Gita, but we should also understand Bhagavad Gita. Today, let's try to understand what is the essential message of Bhagavad Gita. Dear devotees, let's try to understand what is the most essential message that Bhagavad Gita gives. Because the Bhagavad Gita has been commented upon by so many commentators. Beginning from Adi Shankaracharya, then Sri Bhaskaracharya, who was not happy with Sri Adi Shankaracharya's commentary, then Sri Ramanujacharya, then Sri Madhvacharya, then Sri Madhusudan Saraswati, then Sri Hanuman, then Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, then Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan, and so many other commentators in other languages also. All these commentators I mentioned were Sanskrit to Sanskrit commentators. Then there are commentators who have translated it into various other languages. So, Gandhiji translated the Gita into English, and the first president of India, Dr. Radhakrishnan, also translated Gita into English. So many translated Gita into English. So what is the essential message of Srimad Bhagavad Gita? We have to understand today. So if we want to understand from a neutral perspective, what is the essential message of Bhagavad Gita? Then we should have some proper neutral parameter for judging what is the most essential message of Bhagavad Gita. So, Srila Jiva Goswami says, let's select a very neutral parameter which is used to judge all literature. So, Sri Jiva Goswami quotes a verse in the Paramatma Sandarbh. He says, this parameter is used by all scholars of Vedic culture to judge the main message of any literature. Let's see what is this criteria. Please repeat after me. Upakramopasamharav Abhyaso Purvata Phalam Arthavadopapatticha Lingam Tatparya Niranaye. Sri Jiva Goswami says there are six ways of understanding a book. First, Upakram and Upasamhar. Neutrally see what is the beginning of the book and what is the end of the book. On what point does the book begin? On what point does the book end? Second, Abhyasa. Neutrally see what is repeated in the book the most. Third point, Phalam. See what is the result of studying the book. What result was attained by studying the book? Third is Apurvata. What is unique in the book, which was not present before? Fourth is Phalam. What is the result that was acquired? Fifth is Arthavad. Arthavad means glorification. What is repeatedly glorified in the book? Check that. And sixth is Upapatti. And try to see what is the logical direction that the author of the book wants to take. Try to see. See these six criteria in any book. Any book of the world. Tatparya Niranay. You can understand what is the meaning of that book. Dear devotees, we have selected criteria which are neutral. Alright? I did not select any criteria which is, you know, favoring Bhakti Yoga or any yoga like that. These six are neutral criteria you can apply to any literature. Let's see the first. Upakram and Upasamhar. at what point does the Gita begin and at what point does the Gita end? Srila Jiva Goswami very clearly says, Gita begins at Sharanagati. Because till the point Arjun did not accept Sharanagati, till the point Arjun did not say, Shishyasteham Shadhimam Tvam Prapannam. Till that time, Bhagavan Shri Krishna did not start instructing Arjuna. So the Bhagavad Gita begins with Sharanagati. Sharanagati is nothing but bhakti. And the Bhagavad Gita ends with Sharanagati. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Neutrally, if you observe, the Bhagavad Gita begins with Sharanagati and the Bhagavad Gita ends with Sharanagati. There are other instructions also after Sarva dharman, but Krishna says, Arjun, what more do you want to know? That is the next. Everything has been spoken. What do you want to know? Yatha ichchasi tatha kuru. Do what you feel. This is what Krishna says after that. So the most important final instruction is also what? Sharanagati. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja. So, from the first criteria, upakram and upasamhar, the main message of Bhagavad Gita is Sharanagati or Bhakti Yoga. Second, Abhyasa. What is repeated in the book? What is repeated? In every chapter, do you find in every chapter more verses glorifying Karma Yoga? Do you find more verses glorifying Jnana Yoga? Do you find more verses glorifying Ashtanga Yoga? Or do you find the most verses glorifying Bhakti Yoga in every chapter? So if you see neutrally, in most chapters, the maximum number of repetition of any concept is of which yoga? Bhakti Yoga. Even in chapters which are not speaking about Bhakti Yoga. Yoginam api sarvesham madgater antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam. So, same yukta karmamata. So, that yogi is best who is my bhakta, who is my devotee. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tatvata. I can be understood only through which yoga? Bhakti yoga. Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana pari upasate. Those who are worshipping me, tesham nityabhi yuktanam yogam kshemam vahamyam. In chapters which are not mainly dedicated to bhakti, Bhagavan is repeating concepts of bhakti. So even from an abhyas point of view, that yoga, bhakti yoga, is the most repeated concept in Bhagavad Gita. Apurvata. What was unique in Arjun that Bhagavad Gita was spoken to him? Aisa kya apurva tha Arjun mein that Bhagavad Gita was spoken to Arjun? There were many qualified people. Like somebody may say Arjun was devotee. Okay, Bhishma is also devotee. Be this right there opposite side. Bhishma is also a devotee. Krishna could have called Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev will come. Bhakto si me sakha cheti. Not only are you my devotee, but you are also my sakha. There are many devotees here. Bhishma is devotee. You know, Dronacharya is devotee. They are all nice devotees. But secrets are spoken to friends. Right? Guhyam akhyati prichyati. Guhyam akhyati prichyati. Confidentiality is maintained between friends. Therefore, Arjun, you are the person to whom I will speak Bhagavad Gita. So the apurvata, the uniqueness about this scripture is, it was spoken to a devotee friend. To a person who was the epitome of Sakhyaras. Arjun. And phalam, what is the result of studying the book? Result of studying the book was demonstrated by Arjun. Sharanagati. Arjun said, Karishye vachanam tava. I surrender, I will do what you say. Immediately, Arjun attained the result, Sharanagati. Arjun surrendered to Bhagavan. So that is the immediate phalam of this literature. And arthavad. What is glorified in the book repeatedly? See what is glorified. Now if you see 12 chapter, around 12 chapter, the maximum glorification, repetition of glorification occurs in Yo Mad Bhakta Same Priya, Mad Bhakta Same Priya, भक्तिमान समय, अरे बस समझ गए, ठीक है ना, क्या क्या मतलब क्या, कितनी बार हो गया, एक बार ठीक है, नहीं नहीं नहीं, आई एम नॉट हैप्पी विथ वंस, मत भक्त समय प्रिया, भक्तिमान समय प्रिया, बार बार, व्हाई? इन न्याय शास्त्र इट इज कॉल्ड स्थून निखनन न्याय. स्थून निखनन न्याय मीन्स मॉडर्न टर्मिनोलॉजी में आई टेल यू, इफ यू वॉन्ट टू फिक्स अ नेल ऑन द वॉल, यू पुट द नेल ऑन द वॉल एंड यू हैमर वंस. Hammer once, it will go in the wall if you hammer nicely. But if you want it to really go in the wall, you hammer it multiple times. So that is called as sthuna nikhana nyaya. In order to drive a point through very nicely, you hammer it multiple times so that the reader understands, bhai haan, arthavad, this is what was glorified in Bhagavad Gita. Yes, clearly, bhakti is the best. And finally, upapatti. What is the logical direction in which the author wants to take us? So, Arjun and Krishna, Krishna was speaking, Arjuna is listening. Krishna first took the direction of Gyan Yoga. In the second chapter, first direction Krishna takes is Gyan Yoga. Arjun, you should fight. Arjun says, why? I am not ready to fight. Why should I fight? Because you are not the body. You are the soul. Arey, Bhishma. He is not the body. Bhishma is the soul. Arjuna is thinking, very lofty instruction. Very lofty. But I am unable to appreciate it. I am totally unable to appreciate this level of instruction. In the middle of the second chapter, believe it or not, in the middle of the second chapter, Bhagavan sees Arjuna is not appreciating this line of thought. Middle of the second chapter, track changes. And goes to which yoga? Karma yoga. Now, karma yoga also, Arjun thinks about it, and Arjun protests. Kim niyojayasi mam ghore karmani. In the third chapter, why are you confusing me? Speaking jnana yoga and then karma yoga, and if you want me to be a jnani, why are you engaging me in this horrible karma? You are saying this is karma yoga, but the karma part of it is very horrible. Yoga part of it is okay, but that karma which I have to do is very horrible. I have to slaughter Bhishmadev. It's a very horrible, ghore karmani. So Arjun is not even happy with the karma yoga. Then Bhagavan later says ashtanga yoga. Chalo, go to forest, Arjun. Half, close your eyes half so you don't fall asleep. Sit in straight line, merudand should be straight. And meditate. Arjun protests there also. It is more difficult for me to control the mind as compared to controlling the blowing wind. Every yoga is protested, but there is one yoga where Arjun did not protest. Which yoga did Arjun not protest? Bhakti yoga. Arjun did not say, oh Krishna, it's very difficult to be a devotee, wake up in the morning and chant 16 rounds. Arjun did not protest on one yoga, bhakti yoga. For all other yogas, Arjun had hesitation. And therefore Krishna also knew this person is bhaktosi me sakha cheti. Because there are many jnanis. Kripacharya was Mahavisharad. He understood what is the movement of sun and moon. And there is Dronacharya who understands, who's, you know, straight away he is trained from Parshuram. So many great scholars and authorities on Vedas are there. Bhishma, who will speak so much Shastra. But Bhagavad Gita is spoken to one who is a devotee. And not only a devotee, but one who is a sakha. So from all 6 points, logically also, Krishna wanted to drive the direction of Bhagavad Gita in the direction of surrender. Therefore, the chariot or the direction, finally they ended upon surrender in the 18th chapter. So although Bhagavad Gita says, karmanye vadikarasthi, karm karo, phal ki chinta mat karo nahi, aur phal Bhagwan ko de do. That is what it is. The actual translation is, कर्म करो और फल किसको दे दो, भगवान को अर्पण कर दो. दैट इज वॉट शुड बी सेड. वी हैव डाइल्यूटेड इट हैवीली इन मॉडर्न इंडिया एंड इट इज रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी इन मॉडर्न इंडिया वी शुड टीच पीपल वॉट इज द एक्चुअल मैसेज ऑफ भगवद गीता. टूडे इन मॉडर्न इंडिया वी हैव अति परिचय ऑफ भगवद गीता. बहुत ज्यादा फेमिलियरिटी, एक्सट्रीम फेमिलियरिटी विद भगवदगीता. भगवदगीता यू कैन टेक इट फ्रॉम यू नो any shop for 10 rupees, it is available. Ati parichayad avagya, santatagamanad anadaro bhavati, malaye bhilla purandri chandanataru kashtam indhanam kurute. Ati parichayad avagya. By too much familiarity, we start disrespecting. What is the example? Malaye Bhilla Purandri. There is one hill known as Malay Parvat. Anybody knows what? There is only one tree which grows on Malay Parvat. Which tree grows? Sandalwood trees. So there is one Bhilla lady, one Adivasi lady, who has taken birth on Malay Parvat. She has grown up on Malay Parvat. She has never gone outside Malay Parvat. She has ati parichay, over familiarity with Malay Parvat. So Chandana Taru Kashtam Indhanam Kuruto. Every day for cooking her food, she cuts which tree? Chandan tree. I hope you are able to understand. So she cuts Chandan tree and uses for cooking her food, dear devotees. Are we in the same position with Bhagavad Gita, dear devotees? So we have to understand that it is not only important to say that I have read Bhagavad Gita, it is also important to actually read Bhagavad Gita. So it's actually important to read all the verses of Bhagavad Gita and to understand Bhagavad Gita from 6 points of view. I gave 6 neutral points of view. Nobody will debate these 6 points. Srila Jiva Goswami is such that he will begin from a neutral point of view and then he will tell you how the essential message of Bhagavad Gita is bhakti, yoga, sharanagati itself. Nothing else. So please, when people say Bhagavad Gita karma yoga, Bhagavad Gita gyan yoga, then tell them upakramopasamhara vabhyaso purvata phalam arthavado papatti cha lingam tatparya nirnaye. This is how you should understand the essential message of any book. So, but most people will not be able to understand Bhagavad Gita simply if we give them a book. Because there are many technical terms in the Bhagavad Gita which they can't understand. So they need a person to teach them. Dear devotees, all of you are that person who will not only give the Bhagavad Gita to them, but who will also ensure that they are taught this literature, Bhagavad Gita. So Gita Marathon should be a Gita distribution marathon as well as a Gita teaching marathon. That is Gita Prachar. 100%, 360-degree. Bhagavad Gita Prachar in this month. Dear devotees, Gita is therefore understood only by the mercy of one person. Okay, we know that Bhagavad Gita is the fruit of Vedic tree. I told you, pranav is known as, pranav is Omkar. The original seed of Bhagavad Gita is Om. And Om, I told you, it is also known as Tara. What is it known as? Tara. Tara is one of the names of Om. A very popular name in Sanskrit literature of Om is Tara. But in Sanskrit, you can change Ra and La. There is a rule. Ra La Yor Abhedaha. Sometimes Ra and La are interchanged. So you see sometimes in Bhagavatam he is called as Prahlad. Sometimes Prahrad. Prahlad and Prahrad. Both spellings you will find in Srimad Bhagavatam. Acharya say, Ra and La, R and L can be interchanged. Therefore, sometimes it is called Tara and you change it with La. It becomes what? Tala. So Tara or Tala is the original Vedic sound which is Om. And Bhagavad Gita is the ripened fruit. Tara phal. But it is also which phal? Tal phal. In 10th canto you might have heard of Tal phal. In today's language it is called as Tadgola. So Bhagavad Gita is Tarafal. Which phal is it? Tarafal. It is the ripened fruit of the seed of Vedic literature. And Ra is replaced by La. Talafal. So it can also be called as Talafal. But Talafal also refers to this other fruit, sweet fruit. But this Tarafal can only be understood by the mercy of one entity. Who is that entity? Shri Guru. Dear devotees, the talafal is very high up on the tree. It is impossible by one's own effort to bring down which fal? Talafal. Therefore, in order to bring down the Talafal from the high tree of Vedic literature, Talavriksh, you have to take help of the person who originally brought down all the tal fruits in Sri Vrindavan. Who was he? Balaram. So it is Sri Guru who brings down Tarafal from Taravriksha. This is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. The historical incident is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. What did Sri Balaram do? Please repeat after me. Bala pravishya bahubhyam talan samparikampayan phalani patayamasa matangaja ivaujasa. Bala pravishya, who is the first person who entered into tal one? Balaram. Bala pravishya, what did he do? Immediately went to the tal tree. Now if you have seen a tal tree, you can see some of them on the beach here. Try shaking it once, dear devotees. See if we can make one tal fruit fall. If you can make one tal fruit fall, I'll sponsor prasadam from Govindas, dear devotees. So, impossible. Bala pravishya bahubhyam, using his two strong arms. Talan saparikampayan. He started vigorously shaking the tal tree. How? Example is matangaja ivaujasa. Just like a mad elephant shakes a banana tree. Banana tree is very feeble in front of mad elephant. So, Lord Baldev shook the tal tree like a mad elephant, shakes a banana tree. What happened? Immediately, phalani patayamasa. Immediately the tal falls all became accessible to all the boys. Dear devotees, all the fruits became accessible to all the boys. So, on this verse, my realization was based on the commentary of Sri Harisuri that if you want to experience Talfal, you need the help of Sri Baladev, who is the original Adi Guru of all the Vaishnavas. He says, please repeat after me, this verse is in the meter Vasant Tilakam, same tune as Brahma Samhita verses. Tarulla sadrasa phalanu bhavona bhakti yogam vina prabhavitetya valokya gopa krishnam sarama makhila bhrishamarthayanta praptum tamartham iti yukta taram vibhati. So he says tarullasad rasa phala, the experience of rasa, joy of tarafal. But ra is interchanged with what? La. Talafal. Fruit of tal tree or fruit of Vedic literature. Playing on words. Cannot be had without bhakti yoga. Dear devotees, cannot be had without bhakti. You cannot enjoy any Vedic conclusion unless bhakti is there. So what is the ultimate conclusion of all Vedic literature? Bhakti yoga. Knowing this, the gopas took the two most important entities required for bhakti yoga. Who are the two most important entities required? Bhagavan and Guru. Who is Bhagavan? Shri Krishna. And who is Guru? Saramam, along with Shri Balaram. So that the highest master and the highest servant, both of you execute bhakti yoga and give us talfal. That's what we want. Finally, we want talfal. So, dear devotees, in this way, our Bhagavad Gita is Tarafal. It is the ripened fruit of the seed of Vedic literature. And today is the appearance of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So I sincerely, with, you know, kar jodkar. In Maharashtra, we add kar, you know, kar jodte, you know. Marathi we say, kar jodto. Marathi, all surnames also you join kar, agar kar, vengsar kar, you know, kar jodte. So, that you please not only distribute Bhagavad Gita as much as possible, widely, far and wide. And as well as please also give the small books of Srila Prabhupada, which will help people in understanding Bhagavad Gita. because the small books are based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So please also distribute the small books so that devotees can understand Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And please also organize various programs so that devotees can understand the importance of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. They can become devotees. And ultimately, by taking shelter of Sri Balram in the form of Sri Guru, they can also experience which phal? Tal phal. Alright. Thank you very much, dear devotees. Yadatra sthalitam kinchit vidvam saha purayantu tat. Yadatra saushtavam kinchit tad guru reva me nahi. Yadatra sthalitam kinchit. If there's any mistake, skhalanam, fisal ke gir gaya, kahin pe bolte bolte. Vidvam saha, you are all learned devotees. Purayantu tat. You complete whatever is missing. I have great hopes from all of you. When I was in base, many times I used to slip in my behavior. Baldev Prabhu used to come and chastise. Don't do like this. One time I remember that we used to be afraid of Baldev Prabhu. Baldev Prabhu is coming on Thursday. It's like we are afraid. Are bapre, Baldev Prabhu is coming. Clean up your cupboards immediately. And once in a month when Gaurang Prabhu will come, oh my goodness, it was like Maha feast, everybody was like. So, I remember that one time, it was in my college, it was somebody's birthday, somebody gave me a chocolate. So I bought and kept in the base. So suddenly some other devotee saw and it was reported to Baldev Prabhu that. So next day there was a meeting and I was called. That if you want to eat a chocolate, you should first offer to Krishna and ideally you should not eat chocolates. So good training was given to me by Baldev Prabhu. Yadatra sthalitam kinchid. My point is wherever I have slipped, vidvamsah, you are learned devotees. Purayantu tat. Please correct me. Yadatra saushtavam kinchid. If there's anything nice in the talk, a single slide, a single verse, a single line from a single verse, a single word, or a single syllable, or half a syllable also. It doesn't get smaller than that in Sanskrit. If even half a syllable was nice, tad guru reva. It belongs to my gurujanas, me nahi. It doesn't belong to me, it belongs to my gurujanas, my Diksha Guru, Sri Srimad Dada Govind Das Goswami Maharaj, my Siksha Guru, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and all the other disciples of Srila Prabhupada, all the God brothers of Srila Prabhupada, all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas who were in the past, who are in the present and who will be in the future, including all of you, are my Siksha Gurus. It belongs to you. Me nahi. It doesn't belong to me. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. So we'll have queries or comments or criticisms. I didn't like this. So you know, anything. Yes. Thank you, Bhujit.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for such an enlightening class. Prabhuji, you spoke about this verse, Sarvadharman Parityajyam Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja. So I have heard two interpretations of this verse. Vraja means to go in Sanskrit. So Mayavadis interpret it in a way that Krishna is telling Arjuna, you go and surrender to that person who is in your heart. And Vaishnava interpret it as, you go to Vraja, you learn from them how to surrender to me, then come to me and surrender to me. Mm. So, what is the right understanding? How to understand this word Vraja?
All right. So, the question is slightly technical because the verse is Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. In Sanskrit, grammar, the verbal root which forms the word vraja is used for going somewhere away. But Krishna is standing right there in front. So Krishna should have said, Maam ekam sharanam agachha, come to my shelter. Instead Krishna, go. Maam ekam, go to my shelter. So the question is, why does Krishna say go? Now Advaitavadis say, you know, go means, you know, go somewhere else basically. And ultimately, you know, take shelter of the impersonal Brahma. That is what Advaitavadis say. And Vaishnava say, Vraja literally means go to Vraja. Very creative. Very creative. Vraja means go to Vraja. So, both interpretations are good. And both interpretations, they have justified according to their school of understanding. Now, if you want to see a neutral way which is applicable to all sampradayas, the neutral understanding is Maam ekam sharanam vraja, arthat Maam ekam Shri Bhagavantam Guru Madhyamena Sharanam Vraja. Sorry for, I'm just spoke Sanskrit. Sanskrit in Sanskrit. Best interpretation. Maam ekam Bhagavantam. Muj ek Bhagavan ko. Guru Madhyamena. Shri Guru ke Madhyam se. Sharanam Vraja. Sharan me jao. So go first, Arjun. Attain my shelter through the Vaya medium of the Guru Parampara. So this is what Bhagavan Shri Krishna wants to say. Because it is also, the literature is also meant for the entire world. So, Maam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Attain my shelter by taking shelter of all your Gurujanas. Because there are many Gurujanas who are there. Bhishma is also Gurujana. He will teach Arjuna about so many tattvas. So, after the war. So, ultimately after learning everything from Gurujanas, come to me. But first, in order to surrender to me, first limb of bhakti is Guru Padashray. You cannot surrender to me unless you have surrendered to whom? Shri Guru. So surrender to your Gurujanas, and through your Gurujanas you surrender to me. So Raj Parikshit Prabhu, how does that neutral explanation sound? Even the Advaitavadi has to surrender to Guru. Yes or no, Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhuji.
100%.
Both will accept.
Yes.
So your Vaishnavas and
yeah, both will accept. The Advaitavadi will also ask, yes, ya deve para bhaktir, but condition, yatha deve tatha gurau. Tasya ite kathita, only for that person, the imports of the Vedic literature are revealed. That person becomes a Mahatma. So I hope this answer satisfies your query. And I understand Maam Ekam Sharanam Vraja to say literally Vraja Vrindavan is, although grammatically correct, it appears creative to us. Especially to an Advaitavadi, it will appear very creative. Only Vrindavan, not Dwarka, not Jagannath Puri. They will immediately take an objection. You will attain bhakti only on going to Vrindavan. So we have to have a neutral understanding also. Maam ekam bhagavantam shri guru madhyamena sharanam vraja. You can take this, you know, understanding, and you can give it. Because that is the understanding given by our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. You don't attain shelter of Bhagavan without attaining shelter of Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. So this understanding should satisfy everybody. And the Advaitavadi should be told what are the six ways of understanding Bhagavad Gita. So they should be told that Bhagavad Gita is mainly a Bhakti Yoga text. So that is, I hope this satisfies you. So there is another query back there.
Yes,
so
Guruji,
can be
you
given
much.
The mic.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for a very beautiful, very, very beautiful explanation of Bhagavad Gita from a very different perspective. Very, very wonderful. Prabhuji, my question is, you said that the Bhagavad Gita is special because it is Shabda Brahma, you know, it is spoken by the Lord. How do we understand importance of Uddhava Gita? Because that is also spoken by Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Which we say, Bhagavatam is also, we say, it is personified Krishna only. And it is spoken by Krishna in personified Krishna Bhagavatam. So, how how do we relatively understand importance of Uddhava Gita compared to Bhagavad Gita?
Right. So, Bhagavad Gita, you know, see, other Gitas are known by the names of the receivers. Uddhava Gita, you know. But this Gita is known by the name of the speaker, Bhagavad Gita. The Gita was meant, it should be called Arjun Gita, right? Then it will fall, relative importance will be known. But this literature is known as Bhagavad Gita. So, Uddhava Gita is very important section in Srimad Bhagavatam. But Srimad Bhagavatam comes with a fine print. There is an asterisk mark at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the asterisk mark in the second verse? Nirmatsaranam satam vedyam. It will be understood only by a person who is completely free of enviousness in heart. When Srimad Bhagavatam, the adhikari, the qualification for the reader is being given. That qualification is mentioned in the second verse. Third verse gives additional qualification. Rasika, bhuvi bhavo, rasiks. Enjoy Srimad Bhagavatam. There I am, when I read that, I said, arre, apna patta kat ho gaya yahan par. Idhar hi patta kat ho gaya. Because, you know, this is where we are disqualified. But what was the purpose of Mahabharat? Sri Shudra Dvija Bandhu Nam Traina Shruti Gochara. For those who cannot understand the Vedas, those with almost zero qualification, Bharatam Akhyanam Kritavan, the Mahabharat was written by Sri Vyasadev. So Mahabharat comes with the qualification that if you are a human being, you can read Mahabharat. Therefore, this literature, although other Gitas are very important for their respective audience, this Gita reaches out to the maximum audience in the world. That is the intention of Vyasadeva. It should reach out the maximum audience without any question of qualification or disqualification. So therefore, this Gita became known by the name of Sri Bhagavan himself, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So I hope that satisfies your query, Prabhuji. Yeah.
One more question, sorry. You know, like you said, this Gita Sar, which has been circulating for 30 years, right? It's been around for a long time. And more recently, a lot of people have come out with this Bhagavad Gita in 1 minute or 3 minutes, you know, 18 chapters, one line corresponding, which, I mean, when we read it, somewhere a little bit our blood boils, you know, because we realize it is not even touching the essence, it's not even touching the content anyway. It's completely different. So, what can we as devotees do? Because when such things get circulated, somehow we don't have the, let's say, the shamata, the ability to, you know, similarly summarize and put it like, you know, one line corresponding to each chapter. So, how do we fight such things? Because we don't want to fight, but how do we, you know, deal with such situations when people come out with such things and they circulate and they send it to us also. Arey, tum to devotee hai, tumko, you know, you should read this. Right. So, how do we respond to such things?
Alright. So, Bhagavad Gita Sar has been since many 30, 40 years. And now we have modern variants of Bhagavad Gita Sar. Bhagavad Gita in 5 minutes. Bhagavad Gita in 1 minute. So, Bhagavad Gita in so many different formats is being presented. Most people, when they are given access to Shabda Brahma, the first thing that they try to do is say it is difficult, therefore let's make it easier. Although Vyasadeva has already made it easiest. इससे ज्यादा इजी करोगे तो गलत हो जाओगे लेकिन मोस्ट पीपल ट्राई टू मेक इट मोर इजियर सम एफर्ट्स आर जेन्युइन वी शुड ऑनेस्टली से सम एफर्ट्स आर जेन्युइन आई सॉ वन बुक इन श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर टेम्पल मेनी इयर्स अ समरी ऑफ इट अ ग्रे कलर्ड बुक आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज द नेम ऑफ दैट बुक ओनली द ट्रांसलेशन बट इट प्रॉपर फॉर्मेट इट वॉज द फ्लो वॉज वेरी नाइस The song Divine or something like that, it was the name of the book. A very nice flow. So the verses were not there, but I could understand the chapters. So some efforts are very good. But some efforts are downright, चाय में से चाय निकाल देना, सिर्फ पानी रख देना, आप समझ रहे हो? दैट इज व्हाट सम एफर्ट्स आर, ऐसा है. सो दैट इज व्हाट सम एफर्ट्स आर. सो पीपल डू विथ ऑल सॉर्ट्स ऑफ शब्द ब्रह्म लाइक दिस. लाइक इट इज सेड फॉर लर्निंग संस्कृत ग्रामर, व्याकरण शिक्षणार्थम द्वादश वर्षम श्रूयते, 12 इयर्स आर रिक्वायर्ड फॉर लर्निंग संस्कृत ग्रामर. नाउ इफ यू गो टू द बुक स्टोर यू विल सी संस्कृत ग्रामर इन 7 डेज, लर्न संस्कृत ग्रामर 24 आवर्स. आई हैव सीन दोज बुक्स, आई नेवर बाय दोज बुक्स बिकॉज आई नो कि यू विल लर्न इन 24 आवर्स एंड यू विल फॉरगेट इन 2 आवर्स. ऐसे दोज बुक्स आर डिफीटेड बाय दोज बुक्स देमसेल्स. व्हाई डू वी नीड दोज बुक्स आर द पर्पज ऑफ दोज बुक्स इज डिफीटेड बाय द फलम. यू नो देयर आर 6 फैक्टर्स. 1 फैक्टर इज फलम. What is the result? The result is you forget what was done. So very quickly, you may remember 1 or 2 principles. After a week, you will forget. After 1 year, you ask, "Kya padha tha? Yaad hi nahi aa raha." So, in order to read some, therefore, Sri Jiva Goswami was saying something. There's 6 things that are needed. Understanding the beginning, the end, abhyas, bar bar. You have to hammer the nail some places. That is what is required to make the message very clear in the mind of the reader. Reader should also have time. Ye nahi ki matlab instant coffee wala Bhagavad Gita mere ko, no, this is not possible. So it's important that these efforts will continue to happen. If person X will not do it, person Y will do it. Person Y will not do it, person Z will do it. And let everybody do it. Everybody should get a chance. No problem. But what should we do? We should do what will be alankar, what will decorate Bhagavad Gita. We should do that. Because our vani, our speech should be an ornament on Srimad Bhagavad Gita. The way we use our speech in the service of Srimad Bhagavad Gita should be an ornament. So I don't say that all, you know, all condensations of Bhagavad Gita are necessarily incorrect. Some condensed forms are very good, but some of them are clearly dilutions. But we should understand that just as a picture is appreciated in detail, if you want to see the painting, appreciate the painting, you have to appreciate it in detail. From far away I can say, achha painting hai. But that is not an artist's vision. An artist's vision should be up close, seeing all the shades. That's a very different view. So, you know, in all parts of life, you will find people who want to have shortcuts. Or everywhere in life. So, in the field of art also, somebody may come and see these paintings. And say, wow, achha painting, bahut achha painting hai. Ask the artist who drew the paintings. Kaise achha painting? How is it nice? Then that artist will tell you. You see that shade there? For that shade, I mix 3 colors. You see, like this, he will give the details. So, we can appreciate Bhagavad Gita on any level of detail. Those who dilute it too much, the result, the effort is defeated by that effort itself. We don't need to do anything else. But we should try to present Bhagavad Gita in a way that justifies the scriptural authority of Bhagavad Gita and that does justice to the essential message of Bhagavad Gita. And ideally, I'm saying ideally, which has direct mention of Shabda Brahma, the words of Bhagavad Gita in it. So I hope that satisfies your query. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, Baldev Prabhu, you can let me know when to stop. Last question? Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yeah.
My question is related to preaching and book distribution. Like many times when we go for book distribution, the common question we get is, what about Karma Yoga? Explain me about Karma Yoga. And we'll say like, yeah, Karma Yoga is doing the right thing and offering the result to Krishna. So I wanted to know what is the best answer to, like, how we can offer our result to Krishna. What would be the
very answer? Nice. So how to offer the result of our activities to Krishna. Somebody says karma yoga is one of the messages of Bhagavad Gita, important message in the Bhagavad Gita. So most people in the world have karma adhikar. They have eligibility to perform their karma according to their varna and ashram. So what is karma yoga? We tell them, you know, perform your karma according to your varna and ashram and offer the results to Bhagavan. They say, how do we do that? So our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas have told us a very nice technique. How to offer your karma to Krishna. So Srila Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha, he uses a very nice term. And everybody can repeat this term with me. Please repeat after me. This term is called as Arop Siddha Bhakti. Arop Siddha Bhakti. What is Karma Yoga? Karma Yoga is nothing but Arop Siddha Bhakti. Karma Yoga is nothing but Bhakti. But Arop Siddha. What is Arop Siddha? Now I will tell you. You don't have to tell all these details. Huh? This is for you. Alright? What you have to tell the other person, I will tell you at the end. First, as a devotee, we will understand. So, there are some activities which have no direct relation with Bhakti. Let me tell you example. Early in the morning, you got up. First thing, washed your face and brushed your teeth. So, Prabhu, while brushing your teeth, does brushing your teeth have any direct relationship with Bhakti? No. Some devotees say, yeah, because Krishna will feel... No, not indirect connection. Any direct connection with Bhakti? No. So, there are many activities which have no direct connection with Bhakti. Now, such activities which have no direct connection with Bhakti, you have to make them Bhakti. Now, how do you make them Bhakti? So, our acharyas say, ki just as a non-criminal can be turned into a criminal, but pehle police station mein jaake uspe kya dalna padega? Arop. You have to throw allegation upon him. This person is a criminal. He did something wrong to me. Similarly, on all activities which are not directly Bhakti, you have to go and throw something. What do you have to throw? Arop. This Bhakti is known as which Bhakti? Arop Siddha Bhakti. Now, how do you throw Arop? In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a very nice verse which explains the process of Arop Siddha Bhakti. So, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when the Navayogendras are speaking to Nimi Maharaj, there is a nice verse. Please repeat after me. Kayena vacha manasendriyairva buddhyatmana vanusrita svabhavad karoti yat yat sakalam parasmai narayanayeti samarpayetat. With my body, kayena vacha, words, manasa, mind, indriya, senses, buddhya, intelligence, atmana, through my entire existence, anusrita svabhava, according to my nature, not according to how I am expected to behave in Shastra, no, according to my nature, what I did, karomi yat yat, whatever I did, sakalam narayanaya samarpayam, I put an arop, allegation, Krishna arpanam astu. I hope you are able to understand. So this is known as which type of bhakti? Arop Siddha Bhakti. So that brushing, which is not directly bhakti, throw an arop. That washing your face, which is not directly bhakti, throw an arop. All activities of the day, at the end of the day, Hari Bhakti Vilas has a special mantra for throwing an arop. At the end of the day, throw an arop. Alright, I will, in my childhood I was taught one mantra, this is not from Hari Bhakti Vilas, I was taught by my teacher, I will speak this quickly, so it will be recorded, later you can refer to this mantra. You can repeat by hearing. Yat kritam yat karishyami, yat karomi janardana, tatvadartham kritam sarvam, tvameva phalabhug bhave. Yat kritam, what I did in the past. Yat karishyami, what I will do in the future. Yat karomi, what I am doing in the present. Janardan, O Lord Krishna, tat tvadartham kritam sarvam, I did everything for you. Tvameva phalabhug bhave. Result also you take, don't give for me. Alright? So this, at the end of the day, speak once. This is karma yoga in practice. I hope this is understood. Alright? Thank you very much. We will conclude here, and after this, there is a recitation of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and His Grace Baldev Prabhu will make the announcement. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, I remember once I was hearing a talk of a lecture of Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, and he mentions ISKCON devotee audience, they perform different yogasans when they attend Bhagavatam class. So, generally devotees like to hear Katha, Leela. But when Siddhanta comes, philosophy comes, then devotees go in Shavasan. Right? Or, if Siddhanta is too heavy, then feels like Shirsasan, Sar Bhari Ho Gaya. But if you, like today was something like Siddhanta, and everyone was in Padmasan, Sukhasan, like everyone was sitting very rapt attention. So indeed we are very happy that Hari Parshatu has come here. Prabhuji was mentioning about a very important point. We all remember Prashad a lot. He was mentioning about Bengali Vaishnavas, Rasagulla, Sakar, right? At the end of the day, we always remember Prashad. So I was thinking, generally Siddhanta is very difficult to digest. But same Siddhanta, when it's offered in a very unique way, even a common person can understand, it's very, very rare quality of any devotee. So just extending the analogy, if you eat too many rasgullas, there is a problem of diabetes, cholesterol and all that. But if same rasgulla is offered in good jaggery, then there is no problem, right? So I felt that if you want to refer this Siddhanta Darpan, Padma Puran and all these Acharya's book, it will be very difficult to digest that book. But if you come to hear Hari Parshad Prabhu speak all those wonderful commentaries in his class, it is like rasgulla in jaggery. So once again, let us thank Hari Parshad Prabhu for taking his time out and coming here. And we hope and pray that we can have him more and more in future. Let us heartily thank him by three times loudly chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. And thank you for all of you for coming here. And after this class, the next event is the Gita recitation. We're going to recite the entire Gita in this temple. Hare Krishna.